Welcome back to another episode of Do It For The Content. It is your girl, Dre OKK. Or you might know me as Drea Knows Best. Or you might not know me at all. And you just happened to click on this episode. So what's good? Yo, I really hope you guys are home safe and, you know, just practicing the best practices to make sure that you're healthy and well. Because that's the most important thing. You already know the whole pandemic going on with coronavirus. The BITCH Rona came through and knocked everyone's plans out the way. Said everyone stay your butts at home. And that's what we doing, guys. For me, I am currently in Nigeria. I've been in Nigeria first week of March. I came here just to visit my fam, and I did not expect to be here this long. At least I'm getting my money's worth, because that plane ticket was expensive. But at the same time, where the virus, like the number of cases in Nigeria as of right now, I'm recording this, is not as much as it is in America. But in general, we're on lockdown, and I've been stuck in a house, and I'm very happy to be stuck in house with my family, you know. Because it's just my mom and dad. I mean, usually I get tired of them. A week, 2 weeks of being around with them, I'm over it. But surprisingly, they seem cooler. Maybe because I'm older and wiser, and I'm just like, okay, my parents are actually like not that bad. But in general, I mean, the main thing is that now that we're stuck in the house, I have been seeing, we're all on our phones, right? And I've been seeing so much more content online be pushed out by creators. And, you know, in our minds, we're programmed, okay, everyone is at home, everyone is on their phones, what else is there to do than to give them content? Give the people what they deserve, give it to them. But how are you going to create content if you're not feeling inspired, right, to create, if you're not really in the mood to create? And this is what I've been feeling that way for some time. And not to lie, I have been feeling that way, but I've been forcing myself to create too. Especially the first couple weeks, the first like 2 weeks of the lockdown, I was like, okay, Drea, this is prime time. You're a creator, content creator. People want content. Give it to them. But I just wasn't. Now I'm just really in a space where I'm just like, yo, I don't feel like I'm not in my creative mood, you know. And I kind of feel like it's because we are stuck at home. And now I was feeling it. Maybe I'm the only one feeling this way. But surprisingly, I was talking to my friend. That's why it's so good to, you know, have people to reach out and talk to. And if you don't have people to talk to, hey, you can always message me on my Instagram, Dre_knowsbest, in the DMs. Or better to get me, reach out to me quicker is like the doitforthecontent@gmail.com. Doit4thecontent@gmail.com. Email me. But I was feeling so inspired. And I called my friend. And I was telling him, like, yo, like, I know we're stuck at home and we're supposed to be creating, but I don't really have ideas. I don't feel inspired right now. I don't feel like creating. And he was like, yo, Drea, me too. And I'm like, yo, no way, what? But it's like, is it sometimes we feel like things are going on in our lives and we feel like we're the only ones that's going on with? But I know dang well, if I felt the same way and he felt the same way, I can imagine the amount of creators right now who feel the same way of just like lack of inspiration. Because here's where I feel like the root of the problem is coming from, right? I feel like it's coming from because as a creator, as a freelance person, we are our own boss. We are usually at home while everyone is out at the 9-to-5 in their offices and stuck there, you know? So we are like, oh, we're free. We're at home working. We're typing. We're editing. We're filming. Oh, yes, we're free birds. But now it's like, okay, everybody stay your butts at home. It's like, nah, son, I don't want to stay home. And staying home makes me feel like I am stuck. And feeling stuck doesn't make me feel comfortable. And feeling uncomfortable makes me feel like I don't have any creative juices flowing. So I feel like I want to do this podcast to give some tips on, you know, having a successful lockdown while in quarantine, you know, as a creator. And the first thing, I wrote down like 5 things. And if anything else pops in my mind, I'm going to share with you. But like things to do to help you out. The number one thing is I wrote down it's okay to do nothing. It's okay to not create. And here's where I'm coming from, because I feel like as a freelance person, whether you're a freelance photographer, freelance content creator, freelance, whatever job that you don't have the 9-to-5 with, you're constantly on the go. You're constantly working. If you want your time off, maybe you give yourself one day off and you keep on hustling and bustling because you're trying to make it to the top, right? But you're not in a position with a 9-to-5 to be like, okay, hi boss, can I have this week off? And your boss is like, okay, Susan, I'll sign you. Here's your week off. Go home and rest. You're not in that position as a content creator. So now finally the universe, or should I say God, has said, everybody, you're on lockdown. Stay your butts at home. So I feel like if you don't feel inspired to create, there is no pressure. Don't feel pressure to create. Take the time off and relax and do nothing. For finally, once in your life, you get to do nothing. Because literally all 24 hours, no, 365 days of the year, you're literally always being proactive. So why not just be, don't be productive. Lay down in bed. I was like literally on the other day, like, what was it, 4 days ago, I stayed in bed the whole day. This was the first time I stayed in bed the whole day because constantly I've been like waking up early, you know, trying to do some exercising. And then I meet up with my parents, we do whatever, and I keep on creating and I'm writing in my diary or whatever. I've been trying to be so productive. And the other day, I stayed in bed till like all day watching shows, and I felt so guilty. I was like, yo, I opened up Instagram and I saw a whole bunch of people posting. I'm like, oh God, this should be you, Drea. You could be acquiring new Instagram followers. You could be acquiring new TikTok followers. But then I also said, I had to like, thinking now, I'm like, Drea, shut the F up. It's good. Just stay in bed. Relax, relax, relax. So I feel like living in now, because there's so much uncertainty. Like, we don't know whether it's going to be tomorrow that the lockdown will end. We don't know whether it's going to be next couple months. We don't know if it's next year. But all we know is what we're certain of is that we have right now, and we have the opportunity to be free and relax. So remember that word of freelancing. You're not, forget the lance, you're not free. So do nothing. Pick up a book or don't. Eat. Get fat. You lose the weight later on. I mean, I feel like some people are putting pressure on trying to be productive this quarantine period, and you don't have to be. That's what I'm trying to tell you for number one. So number one thing is, it's okay to do nothing. Don't put pressure on yourself. Number two, if you feel like you're not inspired to create right now, how about you do something different and plan out your content? So when you decide to come back into the game, you already have content ready to post. Now, how I do this is, if for a moment you're watching your feed and you have an idea from some, you know, you have a random idea, write it down. Challenge yourself to just use the time to be proactive. If you want to be productive, use your time to be proactive with writing out content. Like, maybe you always wanted to write a short film, but you never had the time to sit down and write it. How about you just start writing it? And you don't have to start writing in like sentences. You start writing like pointers, like, oh, this character is going to, you know, jump off a bridge and land on his booty and is going to be twerking because he survived. But I don't know. Like, just start writing down stuff, content that you want to create. If you always want to do a short series, write it down. If you write down some ideas, take walks and like, just let your mind just flow. Don't feel like you need to, any golden idea you come up with, you have to make it right now. Just plan out your content. I know for myself, I'm challenging myself because I want to start doing better on YouTube. And I feel like even as I'm doing right now, and this is the time for me to be, you know, posting on YouTube, I don't feel like it. I'm Dre Nation. If y'all listen to this, I'm so sorry. I don't like putting pressure on myself when it comes to creating, and I don't want you guys to do the same too. So that's what I'm telling you. Like, I'm challenging myself to write out some content. Like, I put a poll on my community tab, and I said, do you guys like when I do story times, or do you like when I do reactions? And most of them said story times. So now I'm writing down whenever I'm going across my days and I'm remembering like different things that happened to me in my life. I'm like, yo, that's going to be a good story time, and writing them down. So when I decide that I want to start posting again, I want to start filming, I have enough story times to share for y'all. So that's what I mean by planning out your content. And also, if you decide you have an idea you want to do, like for me, I've always been the one to collaborate. You know, I'm big on collaborating. If you watch my TikToks, you watch my Instagram feed, a lot of the videos involve either, you know, some person, you know, either doing accent challenge with me from a different country, or me doing a collab. Regardless, it's going to be someone else in my video. But we can't do that right now because, you know, the bitch Rona got us locked down. So what we can do is virtual collabs. So I feel like I say a lot of so's when I'm talking. So what? I will say it like that. I really hope this audio is still good. I have to click on it and make sure. Okay. Oh, yeah, still going. Okay, yeah, so... So virtual collabs, like using FaceTime and recording your FaceTime screen with your another phone or your friend's phone or whatever, or your mom's phone or whatever, whoever has a second phone in your house if you don't have a second phone. But we did something like that similar. My friend Jenny and Marco, they're from Germany, and they wanted to do an international collab with people from America, and they called me on FaceTime, and they were challenging me to say some words in German. So they'll tell me the word in German, and I'll try to mimic them. Super funny, hilarious. You can watch it on their page. But I think stuff like that is cool, because even though we can't be together right now, it doesn't mean we gotta limit our collaboration way. Find a way to bring collaborations, make collaborations possible through, excuse me, Zoom, through FaceTime, through whatever means you can do, you know? I did another collaboration with my friend My Healthy Dish on her name is My Healthy Dish on TikTok and on Instagram. She did this whole thing of like passing a cookie, and so she had all her friends send her a video. We all sent her a video of us passing a cookie, from like picking it up from outside of the screen, bringing it within the screen, and passing it off to the next person. So it was really cool. And then at the end of the video, it came to me, and my plate was empty with no cookies. Ha! You know, it was really cute and funny. And it's like, so that kind of collaborations can happen. You can reach out to a friend. And I feel like this is like the perfect time, y'all. Like, for all the people who you always wanted to collab with, but they always bring up excuses like, oh, I'm busy, I can't meet up with you, I've been doing this, I'm doing that. They at home. So it's even easier, because now you can be like, hey, can you text me a clip of you, put it on a hat, and then taking it off because I need it for a video? More than likely, they will do it, because what else are you doing? So collaborate with me. So this is an opportunity. If you want to collab, you can collaborate with some big creators, some small creators, some creators who you usually don't have access to, but you have their number. You text them and ask them for a clip, and you can collaborate. So that's up. Number one, do nothing. Number two, plan out some content and do some collaborations if you want to. Number three, if you don't feel like creating, how about you build your brand behind the scenes, so that when it's time to when things are going back to the new normal, and when you're ready to step out of your shell and be creating again, you have your thing, your craft together. Now, what I mean by build your brand is like, right now everything's going to be going towards the digital realm, you know? So when people see your name out there, they're going to Google, who is this person? And when they Google who this person, you don't want to see one of your worst videos online that you put on YouTube. You wanted to see a good package, ideal influencer. So how about your website? I know this is not sponsored by Wix, but I know Wix is a very good website to build your website with. This advice I'm going to take for myself, because I have that written out on my to-do list to make my own website, because I want myself to be like, you know, it got to be a full package deal. It's like, not only is she funny, she's pretty, she's like talented. Let me see what she got going for her website. Oh, boom. Oh, she did an interview with Tracee Ellis Ross. She has done videos with Mariah Carey. She has done this. They go to my website and they see everything about me. Oh, for you, like, oh, they know how to, you know, make dishes out of like marshmallows. Oh, they know how to do people's makeup. It's all about the branding. And if you don't know how to build websites, if you don't know how to do certain things, you can, like I talked in my episode with my friend Omi, two episodes ago, the last episode, when she talked about going on Fiverr, it's like a website that you can reach out to people living overseas. So the currency is different, and you can hire them for super cheaper. And they're very much appreciative of that, because they set their own rates, you know? Or you can, you know, how about you watch some YouTube videos on how to grow your brand, you know? So instead of binge watching Netflix, take a break and watch some stuff on YouTube or on whatever, and whatever page you find out that will be good for beneficial for your brand. So that kind of stuff, like work on your craft. Let's do that together. How about that, you know? Another tip, if you don't feel like creating and you just want to just not create and be at home, think of business ideas. For me, I was thinking about, you know, as creators, if you have a supportive audience, whether you have 100 followers or you have 100,000 followers, I feel like if you have 100 followers and every one of those 100 people support you, that means that if you bring out a merch, they're going to buy it, okay? And if you're selling each merch for, $20, and 100 people buy those $20 merch, boo, that's $2,000 in your bank account. Wait, did I do that math right? I don't think so. I don't think I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's $2,000 in your bank account. So how about you come up with merch ideas or different product ideas you can do, you know, for your audience with no pressure, you know, just just write down a couple ideas or ask your audience, hey guys, I'm thinking about doing merch soon. What do you think you want as a merch? And there's a lot of websites too you can build your merch with. Printful is one I use. It's a print-on-demand thing. So whenever someone orders it, they just they print it and send it out to them. So that way you don't hold an inventory or nothing. You know, you just sit down, relax. You have the shirts up there. They buy, they ship it out. You Gucci. So yeah. And then I think for the last tip I wanted to give y'all is if you are in a state where you like, okay, everybody pushing out content right now, I need to push out content. Ooh, let me stop smacking because this audio picks up and everything. Everybody putting out content right now. I need to put out content too, but I have absolutely zero ideas. My advice for you is do a part two. If you made a DIY video of you making a really cool ring light, do a part two of it. Hey guys, this is how to do a ring light on a budget. Here's a part two of me doing a story time of what, a continuation of what happened. Here is me, how to flirt with your man, how to flirt with guys, part two. So do a part two of videos that you have done in the past that was successful. If you're a creator who only does pictures and everything, go through your camera roll and post some old stuff you never posted before. So that way you can keep your content and your audience alive if you want to keep on posting during this time of the pandemic. And those are my main tips for you. I really hope this helps you out. In total, like, you guys, just hang in there. It's a weird time, but you'll be fine. We'll all be fine. I know I'll be fine. I just wanted to put this because this is something that was heavy on my heart, and I feel like if without 200 people listen to this, so 1,000 people or one person, or as long as someone feels more inspired from, you know, just being stuck at home after listening to this, and gives you some type of inspiration to do something. So you have five things you can do. Here are my five tips to do while you're on the lockdown to make yourself not feel bad for not doing anything, you know. And again, if you do nothing, you good. No one judging you. If you don't do nothing, if you don't post a story, if you don't, no one's going, no. The only person that's keeping tabs on you as hard as you're keeping tabs on yourself is you. You are the cause of the guilt. So take it easy. Everyone, again, I want to be posting more podcast episodes because literally I feel like I just love, like, I'm literally sitting in a room by myself talking and I don't mind. So if you guys give me a favor, like, send me a message on my email, doitforthecontent @gmail.com, or slide into my DMs, doitforthecontent. Let me know some questions. I want to do a whole Q&A episode. So I have actually a question already pending, which I do want to answer, but I want to answer a bunch of questions in one episode. So send me it. Let's do it for the content, boo. Appreciate you guys for listening to this. Let me go edit this. If this audio sounds like trash, I'm going to post it regardless, because I am not re-recording this episode. All right, guys. Have an amazing one. Love y'all. Bye. Be good, though. Okay, I'm done now. The ranting. Okay, bye.